Welcome to Icons and Sound, the beauty of Orthodox liturgy. This is Vladimir Morrison, and for the next half hour, I will be your host as we explore the beautiful world of Orthodox liturgical chant and sacred music. This program is brought to you with the compliments and best wishes of the Orthodox clergy in the area and ROLL, the Orthodox Layman's League of Connecticut. The great Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff was born on March 20, 1873, and died on March 28, 1943. Many of our listeners are acquainted with the two major works he wrote on texts of the Russian Orthodox Church, the Liturgy of St. John Chrysostom, his Opus 31, composed in 1910, and his All-Night Vigil, Opus 37, composed in 1915. These two settings are generally acknowledged as the two pinnacles of Russian Orthodox sacred musical composition. Indeed, in terms of their musical scope and the intensity of expression, they are unsurpassed by anything that preceded them or any works that have been written since then. In the 1960s, a certain church in Moscow, the Church of the Icon Joy of All the Sorrowful, began the practice of honoring Rachmaninoff's memory by singing his vigil and liturgy at church services around the anniversary of his death. And our program here follows suit, as we will devote the next two shows to hearing 13 out of the 15 movements of Rachmaninoff's sublime setting of the All-Night Vigil. Composed in 1915, Rachmaninoff's Vigil may be regarded as the culmination of several decades of a renaissance in sacred choral composition in the Russian Orthodox Church, a movement that began in the late 1800s, centering around the Moscow Synodal School of Church Singing and its magnificent Moscow Synodal Choir of men and boys. A number of composers, among them Alexander Kostalsky, Pavel Chesnikov, Alexander Gricheninov, Alexander Nikolsky, Viktor Kalinnikov, and Rachmaninoff, among others, created a vast new repertoire of unaccompanied works for choral voices, using in many cases the serene and austere unison chants of the Orthodox Church as a basis for their compositions and arrangements. Having the Moscow Synodal Choir as their sound ideal, and in many cases having their works premiered by the Synodal Choir, these composers created rich tapestries of choral lines, using the chorus almost like an orchestra. Rachmaninoff, in his All-Night Vigil, took this concept of choral orchestration to the highest degree. Instead of writing for the typical four-part mixed chorus of sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, he divides his chorus into as many as 12 parts in some sections of the vigil. A few words about the performers on today's program. The choir of the Church of St. Nicholas in Tolmachi is also the choir of the world-famous National Gallery of Russia, the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow. It is comprised of the finest professional singers, but it is also distinguished by the fact that it is a church choir, and therefore embodies the best traditions of a liturgically appropriate approach to performance and interpretation. The conductor, Alexei Puzakov, is a student of Nikolai Matveev, that very same choir master who instituted the practice of singing Rachmaninoff's sacred settings to mark the anniversary of his death. On today's program, we will begin by hearing all the settings from the vesperal portion of the All-Night Vigil by Rachmaninoff. First, we hear the opening call to worship, and this will be followed by the introductory psalm of Vespers, "Bless the Lord, O my soul."
Слава святей, единосущней животворящей и нераздельней Троице, всегда, ныне и присно, и во веки веков. Thank you.
Our program today honors the memory of Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff as we listen to selections from his All-Night Vigil, Opus 37. We heard the first two movements, Come Let Us Worship and Bless the Lord, O My Soul. And now we continue with the next two hymn settings, Blessed is the Man and Gladsome Light. The Moscow Choir of St. Nicholas Church is under the direction of Alexei Puzakov. Movements 3 and 4 from Sergei Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil, Opus 37, Blessed is the Man and Gladsome Light. From the four hymns heard thus far, we can gain some insight into Rachmaninoff's use of chant in his settings. The second and fourth movements were based upon well-known chant melodies that would be recognizable to any Russian Orthodox churchgoer. The first and third movements were composed by Rachmaninoff entirely out of his own imagination, without any pre-existing chant melodies. But Rachmaninoff's writing here is so thoroughly immersed in the spirit of the church that what one hears sounds not like Rachmaninoff the composer, but just like another chant setting. We continue now with the two final sections from the vesperal portion of the All Night Vigil, the Song of St. Simeon, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, and Rejoice, O Virgin Mother of God. Once again, the choir of the Moscow Tretyakov Art Gallery and St. Nicholas Church, directed by Alexei Puzakov.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Icons in Sound, part one of two programs honoring the great Russian composer Sergei Rachmaninoff. If you would like to receive information on how to obtain the recording heard on this program, you may do so by calling 1-800-326-3132. That's 1-800-326-3132. And please ask for program number 205. This is your host, Vladimir Morrison, thanking you for listening and reminding you to tune in again next week at this time for another program of Icons in Sound.